purportedly neutral NewsGuard has partisan clown Michael Hayden on board. By Alam Bokhari on August 23, 2021. The increasingly partisan, Trump-hating former NSA and CIA director Michael Hayden still serves on the board of NewsGuard, the supposedly neutral project that claims to fight untrustworthy and fake news. Hayden, whose anti-Trump views are well known, has recently descended even deeper into partisan hyperbole. In recent days, the former top intelligence official has compared Trump supporters to the Taliban and suggested they be deported to Afghanistan. Via Breitbart News. On Sunday, Hayden responded to a tweet that suggested the MAGA wearing unvax be sent to Afghanistan. Can we send the MAGA wearing unvax to Afghanistan? No use sending that plane back empty? Said one Twitter user. Good idea, Hayden responded. Prior to his call for mass deportation of Trump supporters, Hayden also retweeted an image comparing the Taliban in Afghanistan with Trump supporters in America, a talking point that the far left, from Stephen Colbert to Joy Reid, have deployed since President Joe Biden's disastrous pullout from the region. This is not the first time Hayden, once one of the most powerful men in the U.S. security state, revealed his penchant for rabid, irrational partisan politics. As Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow noted in his book Breaking the News, The Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Retired General Michael Hayden relentlessly hyped the bogus Russian collusion narrative in national media, even the absurd PP dossier. Hayden also compared the Trump administration border detention policies to the Holocaust. Beyond his influence in the intelligence community, Hayden also sits on the board of another supposedly nonpartisan organization, NewsGuard, the establishment media project that purports to rank news sites by their trustworthiness. In addition to Hayden, NewsGuard's board contains numerous other establishment political figures from the administrations of Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton. It appears to have particular favoritism towards anti-Trump figures linked to the security state. Via Breitbart News. NewsGuard was co-founded by journalist and author Stephen Brill and L. Gordon Krowitz, the former publisher of The Wall Street Journal. Krowitz has a long pedigree in neoconservative circles. As far back as the 1980s, Krowitz can be found defending neocon policy objectives, including the covert sales of arms via Iran to the Contra rebels in Nicaragua, which sparked the explosive Iran-Contra scandal. Krowitz is also a member of numerous establishment think tanks, including the Council on Foreign Relations and the Neoconservative American Enterprise Institute, AEI, whose other members have included Iraq War cheerleaders Richard Perle and Paul Wolfowitz. NewsGuard's advisory board is, if anything, even more neocon. It includes the first Secretary of Homeland Security under George W. Bush, Tom Ridge, vocal Trump critic and former CIA and NSA director Michael Hayden, and a former speechwriter to George W. Bush's Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. NewsGuard previously partnered with Microsoft to roll out a browser extension that put warning notes next to allegedly untrustworthy news sites. NewsGuard continues to falsely claim that Breitbart News fails to adhere to basic journalistic standards. NewsGuard did not respond to a Breitbart News request for comment at the time of publishing. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.